Jess in with you this morning. Now, I will be spending my weekend in Antarctica, in the office, at home, wherever it is. I'll be in air conditioning. It is going to be so hot. Some of the hottest days we've seen recorded for November across some parts of the state. NBN weatherman extraordinaire Gavin Morris joins us to tell us all about it. Gav, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, look, I'm doing pretty good. I've been enjoying the southerly. I'm close to the coast. And, overall, we are fairly lucky around Australia's coastal fringe. It's really a two-day heat wave for places like Adelaide, Melbourne, you know, throughout Victoria and along the coastal areas. But the Greater Hunter is going to get a real taste of this heat, particularly on Sunday. The northwesterly winds are going to be very, very strong, and it's going to be really, really quite uncomfortable as that, or some of that hot air gets flushed out from Central Australia, but not all of it. The heat wave is going to be ongoing. As you said, some parts of the state, can you imagine living in the northwest? That is up towards Wee Waa, Walga, Brewarrina, up around that Lightning Ridge corner. They are going to experience temperatures up and over 40 degrees, not just low 40s. We're talking mid-high 40s, 46s, 47s, and overnight minimums. Most of the nights will not go below 30 degrees, and I'll only dip down into the high 20s during the early hours of the morning, and that's going to be ongoing for all of next week. So it is a very tough heat wave, and that's where we're expecting heat temperature records to tumble, and we may see one of these towns record a 50-degree temperature, which of course would be all time. But yeah, this is going to challenge November heat temperature records because it is out of the norm because of the lack of monsoon build-up over northern Australia and these big highs, this belt of high over southern Australia. Both of them have been working together, and this hot pool has just been getting bigger and bigger, and it kind of feeds off itself because it becomes so hot and dry. No clouds can form, so it doesn't shade out, and there's no fronts to clear the heat. So it just builds and builds and builds until something substantial occurs, and that's why it's going to be such a long ongoing heat wave for Central Australia.
Are we expecting some sort of southerly change or something on Sunday night? I mean, the temperature's going from 42 on Sunday and dropping way back to 29 on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. That is the strong change. Now, that's a double-edged sword because the northwesterly winds are really going to pick up strength on Sunday over the mountain areas. And everything's drying out rapidly. What dries out the fastest is the grassland. So the threat of grass fires is going to be substantial leading up to the arrival of that front because those northwesterlies. And because, there's no mountains throughout the valley apart from, up around the gap, those winds funnel out. It's called a venturi. So the venturi effect happens right across the valley floor, and that's why it gets very windy around, Singleton, as that hot, dry northwesterly humidity likely to drop down to 10%, and those winds will pick up quite rapidly, and then the change comes through Sunday night, and then we have that big temperature drop there by the time we hit Monday.
I was explaining to a couple of people who've just moved to the Upper Hunter, they were complaining about the heat already, and I was saying, when we get into the heat of summer, last year we were having consecutive 40-degree days, and the nights even just weren't cooling down. Why does it get so hot at night? I mean, is it because we're just inland and we don't have the advantage of having that coastal breeze?
Yeah, exactly. When it is in a sea breeze mode, the sea breeze, what it is, we have the morning westerlies, which will push the heat all the way to the coast. But once the land heats up, it turns those winds around because all of the air starts to rise over the land, and then it has to be filled in. So it's going to drag in the cooler, more dense air off the ocean. But it only penetrates so far before it gets forced up. So what happens, that line of that sea breeze, it moves deeper and deeper inland throughout the afternoon and the evening. But once it reaches a certain point, that's it. It won't go any further. And then the westerlies will take hold again. So if you are far enough inland, far enough west away from that cyclical event to occur, you're just eternally just going to have hot conditions. And that includes the nights as well.
And lastly, Gav, that La Nina event that we're going to see over the warmer months, we're still expecting that to come around?
Yeah, exactly. This has been an anomaly, this November event, but really expecting the monsoon build-up to occur quite rapidly as we move into December. We've already started to see some big storms over the Cape and parts of the Territory and WA. I'd expect that to really rapidly grow to the point that we may even have a cyclone across the north before Christmas. So that will occur, and then we should also see this belt of high that's been blocking the fronts, the really good ones, from coming through. And that should also break down, and that should allow a front eventually to come through and link up with tropical moisture and air mass and create a significant inland rain event, which means cloud and therefore shading and therefore cool Australia's heartland. I would expect something like that to occur from mid-December onwards.
Well, Gav, enjoy your sea breeze over the weekend. We're jealous. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Okay, will do. Take care this weekend. It is going to be brutal with this heat peaking on Sunday.